Blog Talk Radio.
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Senbet Salam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of rest.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars thing goes off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest monkey living there a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the party a can jackass. And them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get the feet. Give them a break.
And a day, a break from separation.
Rewind and come back.
Together, that's the only way.
that time. Oh, oh no, oh, oh no. The more we are together, the happier we shall be. The more we are together, that's the only way. Oh, oh, we can be together. Why, oh, why, oh, that's the only way. Oh, for you and for me. Why, oh, why, oh,
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Every man according to his word on this land.
judge every man according to his words on his land.
Yes, so the vanity shall go down. See the wicked crying like clowns. They're gonna fight to get down. They're gonna turn this day.
Who say I'm a king? I just ha ha.
Lords of Lords, conquering lion, the tribe of Judah, the lady of God.
My God, it's full of stars. My
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra, bekokboch samayin asget, kohulum tahayin asaye. Meskel abra, bekokboch samayin asget. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars,
full of stars, full of stars.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Hey, I Cause we no fear evil, nah wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the charm of Gideon. So we all in Jamaica we strong. To bless them today, to see another one. Hey, when you don't know the repercussions and you just keep on doing wrong, every day we just send come. You're not aware of the reciprocal. Who's gonna save you from crushing on a Babylon once when it falls? The better you give is the best you receive. Don't accept the fear. Give thanks and pray tears. Now them finally see it. It's up, we shall be no weapon. Cause we no fear evil, now wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can't stop at the time of Gideon. So we all in Jamaica with strong. Blessing up today if you see another one, yeah. Them don't know the chosen. Ain't no world. Ooh, she's so down. Just tell the deep shallow place. Shorten the days and weeks for the blessed day. No, for them still believe and have no faith. But I might always thankful for the length in my days. Stop, we shall be no weapon. Cause we no fear evil, nah wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the time of Gideon. I thought we all in Jamaica with strong. To bless another day, to see another one. Hey, be no weapon. Come against me, no wicked man. God can protect me from.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom here. Fourth book in the wilderness. Going to pick up with this fourth book here. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 45. 45 right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Hail the King.
Yeah, yeah. Oh gosh, now yeah. see you one. I see you trying everything that you can to set up the Rasta man. Give me love in the tears and smile. To wait on the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need not a step up on him shoulder. He is coming from the army, I'm the father. And only Rasta man can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. I never jump, I never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy or you're thinking mad.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. Atam May Eretz, May Eretz, from the Eretz, Eretz, the land. May from, or me, some say me Eretz, or May Eretz, from the land, Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt.
Now, in this new book, in the new book that we are in, the book of Bamidbar, Bamidbar, Bamidbar.
Now, in this new book,
In the new book that we are in, the book of Bamidbar, Bamidbar, Bamidbar.
Now, in this new book, in the new book that we are in, the book of Bamidbar,
Bamidbar.
In the wilderness, the Midrash Bada, Arid Ze Chulkwe, the book of Sefer, the book of In the Wilderness, but Midbar. From Dabar, which relates to word, and also to speak, also relates like to arranging words, literally like means like arranging words, arrangement of words like Dabar usually means speech or like a matter. It can even mean like a manner. In fact, that's interesting. I think in the last, the notes, the Torah scholar notes, what we call the rabbinical notes, there was a word about Dabar. See if I could find that word about Dabar, which one of the former scholars, in looking through the notes, had mentioned. There was an interesting word right here, but we did come to this double portion, or the previous double, oh, here it comes right here. Come to the double portion, and after the Aliyah, it was still the remainder of the Brit Chadasha, which carried on to the Mishnah, and it was already, I think,
at that particular point, I was like in a minute. Like, I was still listening. I wanted to hear the rest of it. I really enjoyed the brothers' readings and reading along, and what I perceived was like affirmed, you know, and also what I maybe was like to zoom in or to capture, you know, or to get a better view of, you know, from the hearing, from the, you know, from the word sound power. And by that time, when the brother played the Selah tunes, like Ways of the Lord, that one right there, where it's about all the fussing and fighting, what about all the fuss and fight, what about the basic human rights? That was a Selah kind of revelation. It was like, boom, there we go right there, because the majority of what we had in the double portion that fulfilled, I was calling it specifically the 32nd and the 33rd degree of our weekly Torah portion study, like at the 33rd degree, because when you think about it, the book of Leviticus has a lot of detailed information that might not always be so exciting initially. I know for myself, Leviticus was not a book that previous to I spent a lot of time studying, but there were certain it's the tenth. Actually, the tenth. So they're ten parts. Ten. It's the tenth, and the last reading was the Chukotai or the Sirate Sirat. So Sirat. And Chuk or Chok. The word Chokot is plural. And the I or the A, the I at the end means my, and the Be is a preposition. In, on, by way of, be-hukotai. Now, some would say hukim, the plural. There's two ways of plural, making a pluralization in the Hebrew. There's either the ot, which often is characterized as being more a feminine pluralization, you know, in the feminine gender, but not, we're not speaking genitals, as I keep emphasizing, but in energy, in polarity, so to speak. And then we have the im. Like hukim, but hukim, the im, can sometimes mean double in a sense, like two, right? Hukim can mean like two or more. Hukot can mean several or various in that sense, you know? So it's kind of interesting, even those little nuances there. But the note about the bar, since beginning off, because this transition from Leviticus to Numbers, I think took us all into a Selah moment. Even I think some of the other brothers and sisters that might have been listening, in addition to whatever they had to do, like for the first day or coming up in the resuming of like the work week, or even looking for work or making work or entrepreneurship or whatever Jah hopefully is blessing them, and they're receiving the blessing and the guidance and the wisdom as Jah gives us the power, the ability to get wealth, so he can fulfill, right, and we can fulfill his covenant. So here on the bar, I think Brother Eisen had made a mention of this too on the Mishnah broadcast, or there's a reference over here in chapter 25 of Leviticus. Now, here's the interesting thing, just for the notes. Leviticus, the ten parshiot, the ten portions, or the ten feedings, mana, you know, the ten parceling, portioning of the bread, which forms the bread of the priest. So through Leviticus, it was like we all were getting a taste of the bread of the priest, you know, the mana, as you say, but like the manna of the priest, or the bread of the priest, or that mana of Aaron. You remember there was the pot, you know, in which the manna was put into a pot, and that was put within the ark of the testimony, the Aaron Ha Edut. That's what it was first called, Aaron Ha Edut, then later on Aaron Ha Berit. In other words, first it was called Aaron, the word Aaron, right? Not Aharon, you know, Aharon, that's the man, Aaron. But the word Aaron, no hay, there's no hay there. It's Aharon for Aaron, and we have Aaron means ark. Interesting, it's an interesting word, actually, when you start to get into it, even comparing it with Aharon. But anyway, the manna was put there. So what was the manna? The manna was the bread that Jah fed them with. Now notice, the bread that Jah fed them with, where do we have him feeding them with this manna? We have him feeding them with the manna from after the Exodus, and especially over those 50 days. Remember, it was 50 days from the Exodus to reaching the heart of Sinai. Another interesting observation, even when I had the honor and the privilege to read the Torah portion, and they, you know, the Torah Aliyah, and you know, the Torah Aliyah and the Aliyah for the Torah portion of the double portion, I noticed about three times within the text, I sought to go over this again, because while I was reading it, it came out even much more. You know, it was observable to myself. I was able to cite it, that the phrase, in Mount Sinai, in Mount Sinai, in Mount Sinai. In fact, I think the last verse of Leviticus says, these are the commandments, verse 34, 27, 34. These are the commandments which Exiliher, the sustainer, Yahweh, commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Besinatarara Weis, or Behar Sinai, in Mount Sinai. So it was from the time of the Exodus, or the Exodus, once they came out of Egypt and, you know, crossed the Red Sea, and they were journeying and trotting, it was 50 days. So that 50-day period is again remembered and repeated, and is also a part of the pattern of Yahweh, or Jahweh, truth and life revelation. It's a part of the pattern that we see, you know, that from the resurrection first day, or Christ's resurrection, Messiah's resurrection, you know, that first day, or the Sunday, what's called the Sunday resurrection. Then there's the seven Sabbaths that we're commanded to number for ourselves, to count. And then we have the counting of the Omer. But first is the barley, right? First is the barley. If you notice, the barley, the Abib, this is connected with the Exodus and the time of the Exodus in the spring, the Abib. Or some, the Khazarim pronounce it as Aviv, but more properly is Abib, like Addis Abeba. It's from Abebe, not Aveve. Right, but anyway, that relates to the barley crop. Now, in Amharic, that word means to flower. In that sense, it has the idea of to flower as a verb. Right, and, you know, abebe, then we have abeba. We have flower. So we have adis, abeba, or in the older, it's the hadis. So that even that haut, that it sounds called haut. That we hear the Muslims say, Muhammad, ha. Right, but now in the Hebrew, we have that as ha, hadash. So we can see the correspondence or the harmony. Are ye not as the children of Ethiopia and the meal children of Israel? Right there. So the last verse right here says in Mount Sinai. So this gives us a context of what was going on over these 10 parshiyot. Just to kind of recall, just to kind of make that segue. Basically, what we have here in Leviticus is almost like an interluder. It's like an interlude, right, between maybe that took place over a day, two, three, a few days, definitely no more than a week, you know, probably much less than a week. So this whole book right here is the details. It's like the details on the reasoning or the conversation in the commandments that was given, the heart of Sinai. So all this action, basically, and all this revelation is taking place over the period of a day to two to three, definitely no more than a week. Why? How we know this? Because when we see the beginning of the fourth book of Moses called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, we actually are picking up where it says, and the Lord spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. What? In the wilderness of Sinai. In the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying. That's the first word. That's the anchor. You know, that's the anchor word right there. All right, now let's go to Exodus. Right, let's go to Exodus, the last part of Exodus. The last chapter in Exodus chapter 40, where the tabernacle is set up. It says, and the Lord and Jah spake to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. So what's the time here? On the first day of the first month. Right? On the first day of the first month. Now, when we look at the context of where we're at right now, right, let's just look at this right here. There's another verse. I don't know if the verse is here, but so what we have here at the last part of the chapter, it says, for the cloud,
Right? The cloud of Yahweh was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night. It's almost like, you know, in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and the Egyptologists and the Kermitics, you know, they talk about the book of the coming forth by day and by night, but this is the real. So the cloud of Yahweh was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the Beit Israel, the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. Now we turn the page. We have the third book of Moses called Leviticus. And verse 1, it says, And Yahweh called, Vayikra. And he called to Moses, to Moshe, and spake to him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, because remember, he could not enter. Right? We get the fact that Moses could not enter. Moses and Aaron and them could not enter. So they're where? In the wilderness of Sinai. The emphasis is on Bamidbar, in the wilderness. This, as well as all other revelations after the setting up of the tabernacle, took place there. Whereas revelations before then came to Moses Behar Sinai, came to Moses on Mount Sinai, Besina Terara. Right? So when do we have this? We have on the first day of the second month. Right? On the first day of the second month. What do we have before? On the first day of the first month. Right? So in Exodus chapter 40, we have on the first day of the first month. Here in Numbers, we have on the first day of the second month, 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle. All right, so I mentioned that this, what we have in Leviticus most likely is about a month, I mean about a couple of days. That's what the revelation, what's being spoken and given. Remember, this was given to Moses. We have, you know, Moses up and down in the mountain. All right, so he spent at least 40 days. I remember the additional 40 days after the golden calf incident. So all of that has to first take place, and the covenant had to be renewed, right, because they already had broke the covenant. The Israelites had already broke the covenant already once right then. That was already a broken covenant after, you know, the golden calf. And then this is when the will of the Father, of Elohim Ha'ab, I want to say it was, in a sense, it was postponed, because he said he wanted the whole nation called Yisrael, right, Israel Kulu, right, to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation. But then after the golden calf incident, who was on the Lord's side? Who was on Jah's side? It's sort of like Moses asked. Who was on Jah's side? It was on the Levites. So therefore, this is now when it's given to the Levites and provisions. These are the provisions for priesthood. But in his original Elohim Ha'ab, Ziyar-e-Ab, in Jah the Father, God the Father's original revelation of his will in the 10 words, there was no provision of priesthood. And there was no sacrifice for failure. So that's what the provision is concerning priesthood. Remember, the whole nation, to say that all of Israel, specifically the men, right, were supposed to be the priests. It was supposed to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation, men, women, and children. But it could only be a holy nation if there was a kingdom, a government of the priesthood. As I was saying in the broadcast, I said that this is what we have in the Torah is sustainable repatriation. Sustainable repatriation, you can say community, you know, well, camp, you know, consciousness first, you know, consciousness camp, community building, you know, continues there. But we have sustainable every so-called subject, issue, controversy, challenge, opportunity, situation, you name it, is covered in Jah glory in the Bible, but specifically for we, as once lost, now found. Black and brown sheep debate to Israel here in Torah. Everyone. It might not seem so, because I didn't even know what was, you know, going on in Leviticus in the real detail, you know, of it. And the more that we go through the Torah portion, especially individually, you know, and together, you know, as I said, to study, to learn to do. I thought that was an excellent wrap-up point. Study, to learn to do. And then Confucius said that learning without meditation. Maybe everyone was, sometimes people could feel like, oh, I want to pay attention to what's being said, like on the blog talk, but it was already in the iditation, right? And when they heard that, it was like we all kind of went even deeper into our iditation because we've already been studying in that sense. Study without meditation is of no profit, of no benefit. But then meditation without, or iditation without study makes one narrow-minded. In other words, makes the mind narrow. And we already know what the will of Abba Father is, where he speaks about, you know, being more courageous, you know, you know, like greater in spirit, you know, having a more fuller outlook, you know, of things, you know, seeing things, taking the time to enjoy Jahview. So we can say safely we have about a month, right? We have a month. So let's just say this revelation took place over a month. We had 10 parshiot, you know, 10 portions, right? 10 feedings, almost like that bread into 10 parts. And so that was 10 shabuas, 10 subayis, 10 weeks. That would be the period of about two and a half months, roughly, because we had a few double portions, right? So, and considering the double portions, right? So roughly say two or so months. You know, if I had any double portions, it would be about 2.5 months, seeing that every portion is a shavua, but we had a few, you know, a couple, I think. I think two or three, you know, double portion. We can get into the details of it, but just to get an overview right here, as we're beginning off anew, we have the first day of the second month, we have Exodus, the first day of the first month, right? So 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle, Exodus 40 and 17. Let's look at 40, 17. It was at 41 and 2. 40, 17, it says, "And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up." That the tabernacle was reared up. Yeah, I'm thinking about that point about how Moshe is said to have had them, you know, construct and deconstruct and reconstruct, construct, deconstruct, and reconstruct. This is almost like what we're going through, almost like in the military, you know, where we're kind of breaking down, you know, we say that like the gun or the weapon, the sword, in a sense. We're breaking it down, and then we're building it up again. Breaking it down, looking at the individual parts, cleaning and examining the individual parts, you know, oiling whatever needs to be oiled, and then putting it together. You know, even the oil is found there as well. You know, we also have the oil in, because, you know, some of those things have to be done militarily-wise. But this is what Jah's camp also includes right here. So here with the first words we have here, why Yedaber Yehovah El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai B'Ohel Moed B'Ahad La Hadash Ha-Sheni Ba Shana, right? Ba Shana, Ha Shenit, Ha Shenit, Ha Shenit, Le Se Atam, Le Se Atam, Me O Me, Eret Mitzrayim, Le Mor. And the Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. Why Yedaber Yehovah El Moshe Be Midbar Sinai? First words right here, in the tent of the meeting, be-ohel mo'ed, in the tent of meeting, be-ohel mo'ed, right, ohel, the tent, mo'ed, right, of the meeting or the witness, when they hear the word ed, right, like edut, the aron, ha-edut, in other words, the ark of the testimony. Here we have the be-ohel mo'ed. Right, the ohel, the tent of the moed, right, the tent of witness, the tent of meeting. It says on the first day of the second month, be ahad la chodesh, la chodesh. The pointing here is la chodesh is a cholem, so la chodesh ha sheni, right, ha sheni ba shana. So it says on the first day of the second month, in the second year, right, in the second year, ha Sheinit le sa'atam. Sa'atam. Now it's interesting because we have the orit in the Ge'ez and in the Revised Amharic Bible, or as His Majesty says, the rightful name the Bible bears, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have the orit zed sa'at. In other words, sa'at, you can look at that in the Revised Amharic Bible. Here we have le sa'atam. Le sa'atam. Sa'atam, that's the coming out. Le sa'atam, coming out. After they were, it says, after they were come out, l'sa'atam me'eret, from the eretz, eretz, the land, me' from, or me, some say me'eret, or me'eret, from the land, Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt, le'mor, le'amor, le'amar, le'mor, saying. That's one and one of Bamidbar, right? So we have 1 month after the setting up of the tabernacle, Exodus 40 and 17, and the parents of the divine presence, or the panim, the faces, right, via a consensus or the aspects, better stated, you know. But we have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So we have the HaShalush in the Hebrew, HaShalush HaKadosh, or the Holy Trinity, Shalush Kadosh, right? The Ahadu Amlak, Yahweh Ahad, right? A consensus was ordered to demonstrate Elohim's love for Israel. Now, some have the opinion that this census was taken to make arrangements for the encampments and the marching of the people. This is what we have in Psalm 68, which was also connected with the fullness of this season, right, and of this third book of Moses of Leviticus. We had that from the TJIF. That was, what, on the 19th, May 19th in this season, but that's the daily Torah portion, or that's a daily reading according to the Word of the Lord of the Ethiopian Hebrews, our Levitic Psalms, right? So the marching of the people. That's what Psalm 60 is about, and we share the garnet silk, what's known as silk chant, where he chants that up to verse 21, 22, roughly around there. We'd like to get the edit of the rest of that, maybe from Scorby, so we can connect that. Whoever plays, he kind of enters at a certain point, which is interesting. It's mystical, it's prophetic, but he doesn't even get up to 31, like 68, 31, where it says, princes shall come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia shall throw her hands to God. But it's very, you know, like, be still, all ye enemies. You know, he begins off like that, and he gives a very good, I call it like, it's like a holy grail in the sense of churchical tabernacle worship music. This is what we have with the Rastafari, you know, prophets and you know, in the king's music, the roots and the reggae music. So we have encampment and the marching of the people because these arrangements had to be completed by the 20th of the same month. These arrangements had to be completed by the 20th of the same month, the day on which they left the wilderness of Sinai. So all this had to happen by the 20th of the month because that's the day on which they left the wilderness of Sinai, of Sinai, for the wilderness of Paran, or Paran. So they left one wilderness, and then into another. That's interesting, too. We say the wilderness of North America. But how many wildernesses are there in North America? So the chances are that we've been going through a lot of wilderness experience, but just look at it all as the wilderness. We need to identify, you know, what ground, you know, what's the ground, like where we're at. So we have in what is this, 10 and 11. Let's just look at 10 and 11. Just scroll up ahead in Numbers 10 and 11 and see if we have that in, I think it's about 42, 46, 48. That's between 42 and 48 places that they are in. I thought that was interesting with, you know, the so-called Mitzrayim, what the Bane, the Benai Mitzrayim say. The Benai Mitzrayim is to say the children of the Egyptians, or the Egyptians, you know. That's how we refer to the, you know, the Egyptians, Benai Mitzrayim. So we have 10 and 11. 10 and 11 is right here where it says, and it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. Right, the tabernacle, the Ohel, Me'od, right, from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea, the first march. This is now getting ready for the first march. So there was the Exodus, and then we have 2 years, 2 years later, or in the second year, the 20th day of the second month. So basically a year, you know, has passed. Now we're in the second year, we're in the second month, and when we get to the 20th day, there's the movement. Right, so all these preparations had to be done within the period of. So now let's look at this for a moment. There's the Exodus. 50 days later, they reach Sinai, right? The heart of Sinai, right? 50 days after the Exodus, that's where they reach Sinai. Now they was at Sinai for that time all the way to the second year, the 20th day, and the second month. And the instructions in Leviticus occurred at least over a period of, if we just sum it up, at least about one or so month, like about a month or so, right? The fullness. You know, I'd like to give a little more detail on that, but I'll just round off and say, just say that Leviticus was about a month. It took us about, maybe, I think, within the Torah portion reading and feedings in this season, it would take about, well, if we look at each parshiot as being a Shavua, like a Sabbath, we have 2 months and two Sabbaths, 2 weeks, like so 2 months and a half. But we know that some of them double up, so that will bring it into the range of a little less than two months, right? But we're still here. We're still with Exodus, because here we pick up, right, at the beginning of this fourth book, we pick up with the wilderness, the moving forward, right? So once again, we're in the wilderness of Sinai,
The emphasis is on Bamidbar, Ba, in Midbar, the wilderness. This, as well as all the other revelations after the setting up of the tabernacle, took place there. So all these revelations took place right there, whereas the revelations before then came to Moses on Mount Sinai. That's the important consideration right there. Right? And that makes us emphasize more on the phrase Behar Sinai. Behsina Terara. Behar Sinai. That was the second to last, right, Torah portion. That's actually the last, the double portion right there. You know? Although I was looking at it, I was saying, actually, Behar Sinai could have been the whole portion. You know, without having the Hukotai. But the emphasis on the Hukotai is very, very much a key. That emphasis. Why is the Hukotai so important? Why is it important to walk in his statutes? And what are his statutes? I think that's important, because people might confuse statutes for, you know, judgments or, you know, commandments in a sense. Those statutes are commanded. What are the statutes? What does it mean to walk in his statutes? So this is where we're at right here. Right, and this is note here where it says, the book of Numbers, it derives its name from the fact that it records the enumeration, the numbering of Israel historically. Numbers takes up the story or the narrative where Exodus left off. So in terms of the narrative, it's a continuation from the book of Exodus, where Exodus leaves off, and is the book of the wilderness wanderings of the redeemed people, consequent upon their failure to enter the land at Kadesh Barnea. It's interesting. We're talking about sustainable repatriation and how this is the key for I and I, and has always been. And the first settlers, you know, our black Jewish patriarchs and matriarchs, like Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, right? Our first black Jewish rabbi, and in that community, you know, that had went forward even prior to, you know, the fascist invasion. In fact, you can look at it again, that maybe that precipitated also the fascist invasion, like to kill the seed before they grow. You know, that's what the enemy was, that's the design the enemy had, and that too, you know, was written as well. So the children of Israel failed to enter the land. They should have entered the land at Kadesh Barnea. So even up to this time that John still had within his will, a willingness to bring them into the land, but the redeemed people had failed to do so, had failed to enter at a particular place. It was called the Kadesh. Now, Kadesh means sanctuary, Kadesh. Barnea means like wavering, in a sense. It can mean wandering, but like a wavering. Key for I and I, we, and has always been. And the key for I and I, we, and has always been. And the first settlers, you know, our black Jewish patriarchs and matriarchs, like Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, right? Our first black Jewish rabbi, and in that community, you know, that had went forward even prior to, you know, the fascist invasion. In fact, you can look at it again, that maybe that precipitated also the fascist invasion, like to kill the seed before they grow. You know, that's what the enemy was, that's the designs the enemy had, and that too, you know, was written as well. So the children of Israel failed to enter the land. They should have entered the land at Kadesh Barnea. So even up to this time that John still had within his will, a willingness to bring them into the land, but the redeemed people had failed to do so, had failed to enter at a particular place. It was called the Kadesh. Now, Kadesh means sanctuary, Kadesh. Barnea means like wavering, in a sense. It can mean wandering, but like a wavering, you know? So it's like a holy place, but wavering at the holy place, wavering at the holy things. Now, this is interesting, because what I said about Leviticus and the whole Torah and the scripture, the Bible, the glory of His Majesty, the Kibbutz Negus and Neges, is that without it, there won't be sustainable repatriation. It will not, and reparation is also contained. John's reparation, repairing the breach, is contained in his word. But speaking about sustainable repatriation, we have to learn from this. You know, not just when we get over there. Some people might think like, okay, this is just talking about, we just need this. Okay, it's talking about the land and what we're going to do in the land and how this will go on in the land. So, well, we'll wait till we get over there. Oh, that's just for over there. No, it begins over here, preparing. We can see that the people are preparing in the wilderness. Right, in the wilderness, right, overall, but there were different wildernesses, because they're leaving Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, and they're about to enter into the wilderness of Paran, when we get to chapter 10 of Numbers. Now, typically, it is the book of service and walk, the tribe, the service and the walk, and thus, it completes, with the preceding books, a beautiful moral order, so it's the moral theocracy. Right, the moral theocratic reign of Kadamawa Haile Selassie, the Ayabingi, right? Moral theocracy, well, here is a beautiful moral order. Genesis is the book of creation, the iration, and the fall. Exodus of redemption. Leviticus of worship, and fellowship. Right? So ship ashore, the ship, right? The worth ship called worship. What is Jah worth? Right, to the eye. Worth ship
and fellowship. See, you see, fellowship is conditioned on worship. You know what I mean? First, I and I have to align with the will of the Most High, right, in Isis Christos, before we can truly have it, a relationship with our brothers and sisters in His sight. We can try and push it. That's the problem. People are pushing it at their own flesh. But first, you have to have a relationship, right, with the Most High. In other words, first, you have to be like a son or a daughter, right, before you can be a brother or sister. People are trying to push this brother or sister thing, but they have not really firm being a son or a daughter. You see, because if one had not received chastisement and instruction, then they're a bastard, according to the word. You're a bastard. You know what I mean? So let's think about that, too, that relationship of, you know, first being a son or a daughter before a brother or sister. You know what I mean? The child, the baby, the newborn is first a son or a daughter of their mother and their father, all right, respectively. And numbers, that of which should follow. What's numbers? Here we're in Numbers, or Bamidbar, in the wilderness, numbers, they're counting, right? That which should follow. What should follow? Service and walk. Service and walk. So we have the creation and the fall, the book of redemption, right? Worship and fellowship, and now that which should follow, service and walk. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, right? So if we can get to the triad, right? First creation, then there's the fall, redemption, worship, fellowship, service, walk. It is important to see, sight this, behold, and to see this, that nothing was left to self-will. Nothing is left to self-will. You know, nothing is really left to, in Yahweh, right, and the holy, to, okay, what we, you know, like, almost like our own opinion or our own feelings or emotion or vibe. You know what I mean? That's why outside the tabernacle, there's the altar, the brazen altar. That's where the beasts, or those animals, have to be killed. You have to kill that animal, you know, you have to kill it there. You know, you have to kill it there, right? And pour out the blood off of that life, right? Every servant was numbered, knew his place. Know your place in your family. Every servant was numbered. That means accounted for, right? Knew his place in the family and had his own definitely assigned service, right? Had his own definitely assigned service. This is where we have to get to be fully operational, right? To be fully operational. These are the instructions. You know, and we're going to go through this and go over this until there is that, what do you call that, that core curriculum, you know. It's just, so we have to force it. We have to force it, like God's not forcing on I and I. You know, we know that, okay, we know this, but still we're learning that right there, and we can see I and I self more ready because there's more shalom, there's more peace, there's more harmony. You know, people can come to yik-yak, paddy-whack, give the dog a bone, you know, but you're going to have to, like, throw that outside the camp, you know, and burn that outside the camp, you know, as well. So the New Testament parallel, right, the Adis Kidan parallel of this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So make a note of that. Now, what's the lesson? What's the moral of the story? The second typical lesson, the second type of the lesson is that tested by wilderness circumstances, tested by wilderness circumstances and situations, Israel had utterly failed. Right, this is what we have to overstand and overcome. Why did Israel utterly fail? And then we'll recognize why we do too. Right? The second typical lesson is that tested by wilderness circumstances, Israel had utterly failed. And so we do not fail. We have the light of the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament of the King of Kings Christ, and need to look at 1 Corinthians. Look at this. Study this. Right? Meditate on 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So numbers, five chief divisions. One, the order of the host, or the Sabaot, right? The host, because there's two type of hosts. There were the priests, right? And then there was the soldiers, the warriors, right? So you had those two kind of hosts, right? From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, Israel at Kadesh Barnea, right? Because they spend time at the sanctuary, you know, the sanctuary of wavering, the sanctuary of the wilderness, Kadesh Barnea. The fourth part, the wilderness wanderings, right? And then we have the closing instructions, right? The closing instructions. So, with that right there, the theme now moves from first Leviticus establishing the holy, right, or the sanctuary, and now, right, now we are assessing all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. This is what's being assessed here at the opening at the gate, right? All that are able to go forth to war in Israel, right? Who are able to go forth to this war in Israel? And why do we say, right, why do we say it's a war, you know? I mean, why do we refer to it like that right there? Well, I'll get into a little more of that. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. Yes, I will say long. 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 Yes, I will say long.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered,
and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and 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 go with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 war in
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. Selah. 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 He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to
Psalm 45.
Mizmor memhe. Lamnatseach al shoshanim livne korah. Maskil shir yedido 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 shir.
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. 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 Forever and ever.
What do you see the Babylon system is?
Babylon system is a vampire, deceiving the people day by day, building church and university. Because now, when you say the church now, the church, the Bible is good, the Bible is good that in Christ coming, you will be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look at it, we say, I am Selassie.
Sent by the king, watch them on the ring when me fly down far. Keep step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down bar. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun bar. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell us the last I love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning, beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the cause. Now if we stand up tall and if we gang up cause, united we stand divided, we fall and we love. Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over. Well, if I at your city where your cars can get a yacht, then you have the other city, if you come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns, come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn. Turn for the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you want come run the next turn, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head. Me terrible and me dread, corrupted politicians is dead. Boy, want to coral garden, don't have to valley garden. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the greener, me want it reach every reader. If you not live like Haile Selassie, you not fit to be chronic leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Up until my people are free, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Kings. Praises be to the Prince of Peace. Now stop, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega, Empress Manina.
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I'm not trying to reach people. I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We're all coming this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
That's right!
Psalm 45. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children's lips. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under them. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. Will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever, ever and ever, ever and ever, ever and ever.
Give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega, Empress.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said...
The Targum, the interpretation. In Hebrew we say Targum, Targum, Targum. Almost like tomato, tomato. Targum, Targum, the Hebrew and the Targum. Targum is the interpretation. The pointing is improved by the Royal Amharic. The Royal Amharic clarifies certain places where the... This is a key note and notation that in some places the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and this is in the study of the Mezmor Dawit, the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms of David. In some places, this is a key. I'm in Psalm 45, and the last verses of Psalm 45, what I have discovered and noticed that, as well as additionally in a few other key places, but there's some places where the Mitzvah Kedus, the Negus and the Guest, of Negus and the Guest of His Imperial Master, Book of the Seven Seals, the Targum, the interpretation. In Hebrew we say Targum, Targum, Targum. Almost like tomato, tomato. Targum, Targum, the Hebrew and the Targum. Targum is the interpretation. The pointing is improved by the Royal Amharic. The Royal Amharic clarifies certain places where the Masorah, the pointing of the Masorah, is inaccurate. And what's so interesting is that I only find it both in the Mitzvah Kedus, Bamarinya, and Amharic, as well as in the Ge'ez. Psalm 45, in particular Psalm 45, we have Psalm 45, verse 17. That's a key verse. We have from verse 11, as the Midrash says, the verses beginning, hearken, O daughter, and consider. In Psalm 45, round about verse 11, to the end of the Mizmor, the end of the Psalm, they're spoken of the congregation of Yisrael. So in this sense, the context is, it speaks of she, speaking of the congregation of Yisrael, almost as speaking of the bride. So there's also a very interesting, the divine double helix, according to the scripts, and speaking of the gender. And I often say it's the gender, not in the sense of genitals, but the gender in the sense of the energetics. So we have he and she. And this particular psalm here, Psalm 45, really brings it out. The Scofield Notes gives a good overview and principle explanation. And this is even further fulfilled in the revelation, the manifestation of Moa Anbesa Zemnegir Yehuda Kermau Haile Selassie, coronation of His Majesty, as well as, on the same day, coronation of Her Majesty, and the true relationship between the two. And this is an area of study and discussion and dialogue that really needs to be had amongst the Rastafari, amongst the called, the chosen, and the faithful Rastafari, concerning the role of Her Majesty, even as His Imperial Majesty Kermau Negus Negus says that as Sarah was to Abraham, so was the Empress Itege Menin to His Imperial Majesty, that she was obedient. Now this connects with Peter, and in Peter's epistle, it speaks about and Sarah calling Abraham Lord, and it says, whose daughters are ye, are you all? So here is a very important instruction to the daughters of the new name, Rastafari, concerning the role, the true role of Her Majesty, and the true relationship. And this is something that really needs to be clarified, because there's a lot of speculation that has crept in as a response, in a sense, as a response to the Western whitewashed Gentile sexist so-called Christianity, or counterfeit Christianity with its sexism. So with the view and the vision of His and Her Majesty, and of Her Imperial Majesty Kermawi Dwalata Georgis Tege Menin being crowned on the same day, has led to certain superimposition of ideas that are among, especially among sisters, and even among a lot of the brethren as well, that are inaccurate. Yet, if we would study Psalm 45, and that's why I'm making this mention, that in many areas, the Mitzvah Kedus helps to clarify the true ancient pointing of the Masoretic Hebrew and of the ancient Hebrew. So what we have is the glyphs there, yes. Whether it's in the Asherite is the square Hebrew, the post
Babylonian exile Hebrew, the more square Hebrew that we get from after the 70 years and the Yehudi returning out of Babylon, the black Jews of Persia, that remnant during the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, and then that return time, and also the codification of scripture and a lot of the basic Yehudi rites and what ones might call the Jewish rites and rituals that predate, let me emphasize that, predate Latter-day Ashkenazi Judaism, although they incorporate much of this, at least within the writings and the points of reference, because many of the, even the Midrash and a lot of the sages, and we hear about the sages and even of the Rebbeinah, the rabbis from such a time, especially in Midrash, you know, Midrash study and some of the Talmud and Talmudic studies, because there's a Babylonian Talmud and there's other things that have been inserted within to the compendium of the more ancient writings. But it's the scriptures and the study of the scriptures that really will clarify much and everything as we study the scripture, because whether a sage or a group of sages in their respective reasonings on certain verses and areas of scripture, even if they differ, if we would refer to the actual manuscripts, the Hebrew manuscripts, and study it, we can come to our own conclusions, but also come to conclusive understanding and get a good understanding and come to overstanding. And in many ways, you see, okay, yes, by studying the scripture, we can see how these sages came to this conclusion or to this, you could say, point of view of this here, for example, from a Midrash. And this is one of the reasons why we do emphasize both personally in our personal study, but also among the Chabarim, among the, you know, the Chavruta, you know, the Chavrutas, and amongst the Chassidim, and mainly among the Talmudim, among, you know, the fellow Talmudim, the fellow disciples. So just want to note that in many areas, the Metzav Kedus clarifies the ancient pointing and the true pointing of the Masoretic. There are certain areas, and one of the areas is here in Psalm 45, verse 17. Because to follow up on this, will be more discussions concerning Empress Menen, and do we praise Empress Menen? And if we do, in what context is her role? As some include the Empress within their ideas concerning the divinity of His Majesty, but without a good comprehension of Psalm 45. Psalm 45 is the key. And Psalm 45 also was recited on that coronation day, November 2nd, in the acceptable year of the Lord, 1930 A.D. And where that psalm was quoted within the coronation and how it was referenced there helps to illuminate the true interpretation, the true Targum or Targum of Psalm 45, and in particular the conclusion verses, the verses that come to the conclusion leading up from like verse 11 to verse like 17. So this is one thing that we just seek to note right here for the record as we still are going through this, but with certain summary ideas, namely that the Metzav Kedus, and then the Metzav Kedus along with the Guttas manuscripts and the Masoretic Hebrew, we see many areas where there is perfect agreement, even places where many of the Yehudi and the Jewish Latter-day, you know, Jewish scholars might be in some doubt or even some erroneous opinion about certain areas of the Masoretic. The Metzav Kedus helps to clarify that for us and also helps to affirm the areas where the pointing is accurate, because there's many areas of the Masoretic Brit Yeshana scriptures that are accurate. Yet, it's not just those places that are accurate. The places that are accurate, but when we come across certain areas which are, to say the least, somewhat dubious, and one of the areas is in the conclusory, you know, verses of Psalm 45 concerning thy identity, thy name. I will make thy name remembered within the royal Amharic, and also from the Guttas, it is speaking to she. And when we just notice here in book 2 of the Midrash for Psalm 45, where it reads the verses beginning with hearken, O daughter, and consider, referring to verse 11, Psalm 45:11, to the end of the Mizmor, the end of the psalm, are spoken to the congregation of Yisrael, are spoken to the congregation of Yisrael. And then the reference before says, at thy right hand, and in brackets we have Torah. Now Torah, in the Hebrew context is feminine, is she. So it says, at thy right hand stands as the paramour. And it says, because Torah is beloved by the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, while a paramour is beloved by the children of the earth. Therefore, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, were thought worthy of the gold of Ophir. Now, in this context, in the Yehudi and Judaic context, the point of reference is between the relationship between Hashem and HaMashiach and Yisrael in the same context as we have in Revelation, the relationship between the bride, speaking of Yisrael, and the bridegroom, speaking of Hashem, speaking of HaMashiach, speaking of the Moshiach HaMelech, speaking of the King Messiah, the Messiah, the King, Messiah, the King, Messiah, the King.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before.
مزمور أربارات بكن فاربار لمزمران عليك آه بملك فوت لقوري لجوش تمهر يفكر بل لبي ملك هم نقرنا فلك اني سراين لنقوس نقران عند بتين دفت عن صحافي برئن يبتك سول جوشي لكي عمر موغس بكم فروشي فستس ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ባረከ ኃያል ሆይ በቁንጅናህና በውበትህ ሰይፍህን በወገብህ ታጠቅ ስለ ቅንነትና ስለ የዋህነት ስለ ጽድቅም አቅና ተከናወን ንገስም ቀኝህም በክብር ይመራሃል ኃያል ሆይ ፍላጻዎችህ የተሳሉ ናቸው እነርሱም በንጉሥ ጠላቶች ልብ ውስጥ ይገባሉ አህዛብም በበታችህ ይወድቃል አምላክ ሆይ ዙፋንህ ለዘላለም ነው የመንግስት በትር የቅንነት በትር ጽድቅን ወደድክ አመጣንም ጠላ ስለዚህ ከባልንጀሮችህ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ የደስታ ዘይትን ቀባ በልብሶችህ ሁሉ ከርቤና ሽቶ ዝባድም አሉ ከዝሆን ጥርሶች አዳራሽ ደስ ያሰኝሃል የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎናጽፋና ተሸፋፍና ንግስቲቱ በቀኝ ትቆማለች ልጄ ሆይ ስሚ እይ ጆሮችንም አዘንቢ ወገንሽን ያባትሽንም ቤት እርሺ ንጉሱ ውበትሽን ወዷልና እርሱ ጌታሽ ነው የጢሮስ ሴቶች ልጆች እጅ መንሻን ይዘው ይሰግዱለታል የምድር ባለጠጎች አሕዛብ በፊትሽ ይማለላሉ ለሐሴቦን ንጉሥ ልጅ ሁሉ ክብሯ ነው ልብሷ የወርቅ መጎናጸፊያ ነው በኋላ ደናግሉን ለንጉሥ ይወስዳሉ ባልንጀሮቿንም ወደ አንተ ያቀርባሉ በደስታና በሐሴት ይወስዷቸው ወደ ንጉሥ እልፍኝም ያስገቧቸው በአባቶችሽ ፈንታ ልጆች ተወለዱልሽ በምድርም ሁሉ ላይ ገዢዎች አድርገሽ ትሾሚያቸዋለሽ ለልጅ ልጅ ሁሉ ስምሽን ያሳስባሉ ስለዚህ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም አሕዛብ ይገዙልሃል
Empress many names. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
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 Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Be Bible. Shout up.
Sabbatical study, this Ayanai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, and here, Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Shabbat shalom, send it salam, send it salam, send it salam.
Shabbat shalom, send it salam.
And here, here, here,
here, here, here,
here, here, here,
here, here, here.
Shema Israel, Sima, Sima, Rastafari. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, we here we begin the fourth book of Moshe,
book
of Moses, Musa, called in English Numbers, the Sefer, Sefer Bamidbar, the cipher in the wilderness, the book that's known as Numbers, fourth book of Moshe. So here, 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 beginning the fourth book, the 34th degree here of Hainai sabbatical studies, this Shabbat strong. The fourth book of HaTorah, Jah's direction instructions. It's also the name of the first reading in the Hebrew, Bamidbar. Bamidbar, translated in the wilderness, in the desert, comes from the first words of the first verse, which reads, Vaydaberi Yahuwah il Moshe b'midbar Sinai. B'midbar Sinai. And he who be, we be. And Hashem spoke, Yod Heh Weh Heh, to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Now, as we know that the English title of the book is Numbers, derived from the Koine, the Septuagint, LXX version of HaTorah, the book of Numbers. It tells the story, the narratives of the B'nai Israel, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel. They're trotting through the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Their failure at the edge of the land and the subsequent 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. It also concludes with the narrative of the second generation's triumph over the first Canaanite resistance, the African Canaanite resistance. Now the book, it ends with the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, they're poised on the edge of the Canaan, the Canaanite. Ready to take their inheritance. Woven in the midst of these narratives is a significant amount of, we can say, legal and lawful material. Now, the first reading from Bamidbar and the 34th reading from HaTorah, it begins with a census of the tribes of Israel and the Levitical families just prior to the departure, moving forward, near Sinai, from Sinai. Yes, I, Rastafari. Also important theme in this book, portion commentary, the house of the Father. But make I and I begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ha'Bein, Ruach Ha'Kadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the one. So here, for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Midre Beda in the Royal Amharic. So here, for the Hebrew first words, for the Aliyot, the offering up, Anaphora, right, the sacrifice, word, sound, power, right, may the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be humbly acceptable in He who be, who He be, His Almighty, yes, I, His Majesty, sight, Hashem Yeshua. So here we begin. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 1, the order of the hosts, of the armies, the hosts. First item, Moshe's command to number Ha'am, his command to number the people for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed b'echad la chodesh ha'sheni ba'shana ha'shenit le'se'atam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. And he who be, who he be, Yod Heh Weh Heh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, B'Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month moon, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Lay more, say. Seu et rosh kol data bnei Israel. Take ye the sum lift up the head. Su'u, su'u et arosh. Lift up the head, take ye the ras, the rosh, the sum of all the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, abut, with the number of their shemot, names, every male zakar, by their poles, by their skulls. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou, the I, and Aharon shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, everyone head, Rosh, Ras, of the Beit, of the house of his fathers, patriarchs. And these are the Shemot, the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, Reuben, Elizur, son of Shedbeur, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai, of Yehuda, Nahshon, the son of Aminadab, of Issachar, Netaniel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor, of Binyamin, Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, the aggregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, patriarchs, Roshe, Rasses, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron took these men which were expressed by their Shemot names. And they assembled all the congregation, the aggregation together on the first day of the second month, moon. They declared their pedigrees after their families by the house, the bait of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their poles, by their gulgulot, their skulls. And Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Jehovah commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the Midbar of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai. And here, for the Sheni, Aliyah, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bamidbar, this Senbet Midre Beda, we have at verse 20, the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah. Vayihyua b'nei Reuven b'kor Yisrael toladotam l'misha p'chotam l'beit abotam b'mispar shemot l'gula gelotam kol zakar mia ben asarim shana wa ma'ela kol yotzeis eba. Here at verse 20, for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, offering up Anaphora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, and the children of Reuven, Yisrael's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, by their poles, by their gulgulotam, their skulls, every zakar, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuven, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, Simon buys their generations after their families by the bay to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, those that were numbered of them according to the number of the Shemot, the names by their gurgulot, by their skulls, every male, Zakar from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them even, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of God, by their generations after their families, by the house of Beit of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Yehuda, Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, were 314,600. Of the children of Yisachar, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Yisachar, were 55,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, to the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit of their patriarchs, house of their fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house, the Beit of his fathers, his patriarchs. So were all those that were numbered of the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, however the Lewim, the Lewawian, after the tribe of their fathers, patriarchs, were not numbered among them. For the Yahweh, he who be we be, had spoken to Moshe, Lemor, saying, only thou, the I, shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the Bnei Yisrael, among the children of Israel, the sons of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawian, over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. they shall be as the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister to it and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Lewim, the Lewawion, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Lewim, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh Neah shall be put to death. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their host. But the Lewim, Halawim, the Lewawion, the Levites, shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath, nor rotted, nor wrath upon the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Halawim, the Levites, shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, did according to all that the Yahweh, he who he be, commanded Moshe. So did they. Did they. Did they. Did they. Did they. Did they. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Shalishi Aliyah, offering up for this Shabbat Bamidbar, for this Senbet Midrash Bedah, this Sabbath in the wilderness. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe with el Aharon leimor? Here for the third Aliyah, third offering up, Anaphora, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 2. Numbers chapter 2, the order of the host, the second item, arrangement of the camp, here for the Shalishi Aliyah. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, every man of the children of Yisrael shall pitch by his own standard, with the ensign of their father's house, their father's bait, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Yehuda, Judah, pitch throughout their armies. And Nahashon, the son of Aminadab, shall be captain of the Bnei Yehuda, the children, the sons of Judah. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 74,600. And those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the Bnei Issachar, the sons, children of Issachar. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children, the Bnei Zebulun, the sons of Zebulun, and his hosts, and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Yehuda were 100,000 and 4,600 throughout the armies. These shall first set forth forward. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the Bani Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the Bani Gad, the sons of Gad, shall be Eli Asaph, the son of Reuel, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuven were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth forward in the second rank. Then the tabernacle, verse 17, then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the Bani Manasseh, the children, the sons of Manasseh, shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the Bani Benjamin, the sons of Benjamin, shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies. And the captain of the Bani Dan, the sons of Dan, the children of Dan, shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 62,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the Bani Asher, the sons, the children of Asher, shall be Pagiel, the son of Okran, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the Bani Naphtali, the sons, the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahira, the son of Enan, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those that were numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But, however, Halloween, the Levites, the Lewim, the Lewawion, were not numbered among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, did according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moshe. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward everyone after their families, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarch.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Shema'a, here for the Rabi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, Anafora, for this Shabbat, Bamidbar, Senvet Medre Beda. Here, picking up fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers chapter 3, for the Rabi'i, for the fourth Aliyah. Here, the order of the host, the third item, Ha Kohanim, the priest, Bi Yoma Diberi Yahuwah Eta Moshe Bihar Sinai. These also are the generations of Aharon or Moshe and Moses in the day that Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, he who be who he be, spake with Moshe in the Har Bihar Sinai in Mount Sinai. And these are the Shemot, the names of the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. These are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Aharon, HaKohanim, the priests, which were anointed, which were Moshiach, Mashach, anointed, whom he consecrated, filled to minister in the priest office. And Nadav and Abihu died Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah when they offered strange fire Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in the wilderness, the Midbar, the Midbar, Sinai. In the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Itamar ministered in the priest, the Kohen's office, in the sight of Aharon, of Aaron, their father, their patriarch. The order of the host, the fourth item, the tribe of Lewi, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, bring the tribe of Lewi near, and present them before Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him, and they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation, the aggregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou, the I, shalt give Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawi, unto Aharon, Aaron, and Benayu, and his sons. They are wholly given to him out of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And thou, the I, shall appoint Aharon and Benayu and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest, their Kohen's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. And the Yahweh Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, and I, behold, Hine, I have taken Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the children, the sons of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. Therefore, Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbet, Egypt, I hallowed to I all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. Ani Yahuwah, I be he, I be he, I be who he be, who he be.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who killed their mother, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael...
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
and hear, and hear, and hear, and hear. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi, Hamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, offering up Anaphora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Medre Beda, the order of the host. Here at the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, is the fifth item, the families of the Levites, of Lewi, of Levi, 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 Levi. Why Daberiyahu el Moshe be Midbar Sinai leimor, verse 14. And the Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe in the Midbar, the wilderness of Sinai leimor, saying, number the Benai Lewi, the sons, the children of Levi, after the house, the bait of their fathers, patriarchs, by their families, every Zakar, every male from a month old and upward, shalt thou number them. And Moshe, number them according to the word of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Hi-Hu-Bi-Hu-Hi-Bi, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Lewi, Levi, by their names, by their Shemot, Gershon, and Kohat, and Merari. And these are the Shemot, the names of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, by their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohat by their families, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uziah. And the Benai Merari, the sons of Merari, by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Halloween, the Lewawian, the Levites, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the Beit, the house of the father Ha'ab of the Gershonites, shall be Eli Asaph, the son of Lael. The order of the host, the Tzavaot, sixth item, the charge of the Benai Lewi, the sons of Levi, verse 25. And the charge of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, in the tabernacle of the congregation, aggregation, shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door, the patach of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the ohel moed, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the patach, the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar, mizbeach, round about, and the cords of it for all the vadot, the service thereof. And of Kohat was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Ezharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohatites. In the number of all the males of Zakar from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohat shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house, the Beit of the Ha'av, the father of the families of the Kohatites, shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, the tabot, the aron, and the table, and the menorah, the lampstand, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, they serve, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aharon, HaKohen, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Lewim, Halloween, the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari, and those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males of Zakar from a month old and upward were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the Ha'av, the father of the families of Merari, was Zuriel, the son of Abihail.
These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, and under the custody and charge of the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that service thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting eastward, shall be Moshe, Musa, Moses, and Aharon, and Aaron, and Benaiah, the Jochu, his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. All that were numbered of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, which Moshe and Aharon numbered at the commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, throughout their families, all the Zakar, the males, from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And right here, for the Sheshi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bamidbar, send that Nidre Bada, the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah offering up. Why Yo Mary Yawa Illa Moshe Pekoda Kola Bekora Zakara Libnea Yisraela Mia Bena Hodesha Wa Ma Illa Wisa Eta Mispara Shimotam. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the order of the hosts, the seventh item, the firstborn, redeem, reference, Exodus 38 and 27. Here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 3 at verse 40 for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah. And the Yahweh, he who be we be, said to Moshe, Moses, number all the firstborn of the males, the Zakar of the Bnei Yisrael, from a month old and upward, and take the number of their Shemot, of their names. And thou, the eyes, shall take Halloween, the Levites, for me, for I, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be we be, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of Halloween, the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe numbered, as Yahuwah commanded him, all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, and all the firstborn males by the number of names, Shemot, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 20,273. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, take the Lewim, Halloween, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of Halloween, the Levites, instead of their cattle. And Halloween, the Levites, shall be mine. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 273 of the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael, which are more than Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, thou, the eye, shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, gugulot, by the skull. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou, the eye, take them. The shekel, ha-shekel, is 20 gerahs, and thou, the eye, shall give the kesef, give the money, wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed, to Aharon ule Benayo and his sons. And Moshe took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by Halloween, by the Levites. Of the first one of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, took he the money, 1,375 shekels. After Hashekel, the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moshe gave the money of them that were redeemed to Aharon ule Benayo and his sons, according to the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
And hear for the Shabi'i, the Shabi'i, the seventh Aliyah, for this Shavat Bamidbar, Sabbath in the wilderness, and Bet Midrash Bedah, hear. Fourth book of Moses, Numbers chapter 4, the order of the host, the eighth item, the service of the Kohathites, So here at this first verse for this seventh Aliyah, why daver Yahweh el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor, and he who be who he be, the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, and to Aharon lemor, saying, Take the sum, the Rosh, the head, take the sum, the head count of the Benai Kohat, the sons of Kohath, from among the Benai Lewi, the sons of Levi, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, aggregation, this shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, about the most holy, most isla, most set apart things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come, and Benaio, his sons, the Jochu, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover Ha Aaron, the Ark of the Testimony, with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy, completely of blue, samayawi, and shall put in the staves thereof, and upon the table of shew bread they shall spread a cloth of blue, samayawi, and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls, and covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon, and they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and shall put in the staves thereof, and they shall take a cloth of blue samayawi, and cover the lampstand hamenorah of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister to it, and they shall put it and all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skins, and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar, Mizbeah, they shall spread a cloth of samayawi, blue, and cover it with a covering of badger's skins, and shall put to the staves thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry, wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of samayawi, blue, and cover them with a covering of badger's skins, and shall put them on a bar, and they shall take away the ashes from HaMizbeach, the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of HaMizbeach, the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins, and put to the staves of it. And when Aharon, Ubanayu, and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Benai Kohath, the sons of Kohath, shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any holy isla thing, set apart thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the Benai Kohath, the sons of Kohath, in the tabernacle of the congregation, in the tent of meeting. And here is the order of the host, the ninth item, the office of Eleazar, here at verse 16. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, pertaineth the oil, the shemen for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meal offering, mincha, and the anointing, the mashach, the messiahing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And hear, the maftir for Shabbat, Abba Midbar, send that Mizlebeda, Wai Dabir Yahweh El Moshe, Wa El Aharon Leimor. Verse 17, the maftir. And Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon Leimor, say, cut ye, y'all, not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawian. But thus, like this, do to them, that they may live and not die, when they approach to the most holy, the most isla things, the most holy things, set apart things. Aaron, Aharon, Ubenai, and his sons, Lejochu, shall go in and appoint them everyone, his to his service and to his burden. But, however, on the other hand, they shall not go in to see when the holy things, the isla things, are covered, And here, completing this Torah reading, the Aliyot for Shabbat Bamidbar, Sen Bet Mitzvah Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Densu, Kabur Hailu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kabur Labinu, Lamelkeno, glory be to I and I Father, to I and I King, Kabur Lakadamawi, Haila Salasi, Vashem Yeshua, Ha Moshiach, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Getachin, I and I Lord and Savior, Melhanetachin, Jesus Christos. Amen.
Wicked, I go crumble, I be Bible.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vaye olam nate vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh noten ha-Torah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book of Hosea, chapter 2, verses 1 to 23. Say to your brethren, Ami, and to your sistren, Ru'ama. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, midbar, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms, for their mother have played the harlot. She that conceived them have done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, that I give my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her path. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Shabbats, and all her solemn feasts. I will destroy her vines and her fig trees. Wherefore she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beast of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Baalim, wherein she burned incense to them. And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith Yahweh Buruku. Therefore, behold, I will lure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her. And I will give her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh Buruku, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword in the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee to me for Iva. Yea, I will betroth thee to me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee to me in faithfulness. And thou shalt know Yahweh, Buruku. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith Yahweh, Buruku. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Yazriel. And I will sow her to me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my Elohim Buruku. Amen. What was once in the dark now come to light. So-called black man, Israelite. And when we speak upon the truth, know them never lie. Cause they shine bright with the light that created life. And the black white for the original man. From the original land with the original tan. Melanin, the land that I dwell in, I'm a felon in. Pause, holy cannabis lit, I'm inhaling it. Smoke, raise up, Kandamawi, Halasalat. Praise up, and we living in the last time, days up. Everybody with the sleep while I stayed up. And then I dug into the scriptures real deep. 3 or 4 days fasting, no sleep. Let me think how I end it. I descended from the one Elohim befriended and spoke through the smoke. Why do we have to provoke? Why do we have to think lower than the white man? Can you imagine when Moses pulled out a white hand? What the world was like then?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot.
Shema Yisrael, Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehovah Echad.
הדברים האלה אשר הם עושים מצפך היום אל לבבק ושינון תן גווניק וציבר כבן ושיתקה בביתק ולחתקה בדרך ושח וקוב ומחה וחצבת מאוד על ידיק והיו לתות הפות בין עיניך וחצבתם על מזוזות ביתק ובשעריך.
In a land that is not theirs, they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaHadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 34, Bamidbar, coming from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 22-33. We begin B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 9, verse 22, Kaf Beit, verse 23, Kaf Gimel, verse 24, Kaf Dalet. Uma efoa im ha'elohim echapetz leharaot za'immo ulachodia geborato nasa bekorek ruho et kle za'am hanukonim la'abadon. Lehodia gam et asher kebodo bekle ha'kanina asher hikim lekabod. Wehem anachnu asher karanu lo min ha'yehudim lebadam ki af min ha'goyim. What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, that he had afore prepared to glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Osi, in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass, that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called B'nei El Chai, children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Adonai Yahweh, will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot had left us a seed, we had been made as to Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then?
that the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kaborula Kalu, Kaborula Dimtu, Kaborula Chailu, Kaborula Ketamawi, Chaile Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos, a Shabbat Shalom and a Melkam Mehud, blessed first day, beautifully good first day, complete the Torah reading and feeding for the Bar Midbar, now the Reasonman for Sunday service. Reasonman, come and follow, call and tune in. Yes, I, Rastafari, Shabbat Shalom.